Addressing challenges in cover crops in almonds. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. It's known as the best management practices on cover crops in almonds. It's a new manual that's available now. Vivian Waters is a postdoctoral fellow at UC Davis. She's the lead author on this manual. Waters says there's a lot to think about when growing cover crops.
If you get good rains early on, then your cover crop's going to be bigger. And just having growers know that so that some of the what they'll see about cover crops, that they recognize that may not have been in a system that was very similar to theirs. So that's some of the ways that we're addressing challenges. Another way is we also include a main concerns about cover crops and mitigation strategies during the growth of cover crops. So some of the things that people have mentioned that they were concerned about and that I consulted with a lot of growers in development of the best management practices were excess water use.
And that's a big one for a lot of growers.
Frost damage risk.
Another major issue in the late winter, early spring.
Naval orange worm control and the cover crop getting in the way of that, increased pest incidence and harvest complications. And so we address how to manage those concerns and what to look for as well in the best management practices.
In more news, new research confirms consuming walnuts daily is a good way to protect your heart and cardiovascular system. I mean, seriously, eat a handful a day or put them in cereal or salads. Walnuts, they're preventative medicine. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.